Blog Talk Radio.
Because whatever they're taking, keeping the Midians a little jacked up. Midians are looking at me like, huh? So anyway, phone lines are open. Cherokee Entertainment hotlines are open. 347-326-9073. And we got the Facebook up and running. We're in the process of getting the chat room up and running. Here it goes. Look me up on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. Just make sure you put two L's or else it doesn't want to find me. Facebook, you know, doing their little mind games. So once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If there's something you want to talk about, I may not have to answer. But, you know, hey, I'll do my best. I'll at least give you my opinion. I may not have the answer, but I'll at least be happy to give you my opinion. So make sure you call in and make sure you post up on the on my Facebook page. And we got the chat room. It's up and running. So let's go to the notepad and see what we got for you today. Little tidbits of interest. NFL news. St. Louis has chosen not to hire Rob Ryan as defensive coordinator and instead has hired Frank Bush as linebacker's coach. Good. The performance of the Dallas Cowboy defenses the last couple of seasons had any factor on that? One of those little thoughts that make you go, So anyway, that's that news. Rob Ryan will not be the defensive coordinator for the St. Louis Rams, but they have hired Frank Bush as linebacker's coach. Nate Diaz, Josh Thompson, has signed to be on the next UFC on Fox, number 7. I don't have the date here in front of me when that will be, but you can look that up on the UFC website and get that information. Once again, Nate Diaz taking on Josh Thompson. Alex Rodriguez is in the news. There has been an Alex Rodriguez sighting, boys and girls, and it's not good. Alex Rodriguez has been implicated by Major League Baseball. A-Rod has been implicated in a performance-enhancing drug investigation. So, be anxious to see what happens all of that. I also saw a brief snippet that the Yankees are wanting to get out of the final year of A-Rod's contract. I saw a brief little snippet on that. Let me see if I can look that up for you. See here. I'll find that. Find out here in a second. But yeah, Alex Rodriguez and Gio Gonzalez issued and has been implicated and a performance-enhancing drug investigation. I'm still trying to find out. Well, anyway, I did see just a brief snippet that the Yankees were trying to get out of the final year. Apparently, we will not be seeing Alex Rodriguez back in a Yankees uniform next season if everything goes down the way it's looking. So, that's that. Let's see. What else do I have on the big list here tonight? Wrestling fans, if you did not catch WWE Monday Night Raw or whatever it's called now, saw the return of Big Brock Lesnar, and you saw the legitimate injury of Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon was doing his work evaluation on the fat white walrus by the name of Paul Heyman. As everybody knows, he's been associated with Brock Lesnar. He's also been associated with CM Punk. And in turn, Brock Lesnar showed up. When nobody has seen Brock Lesnar in months, Brock Lesnar shows up. He proceeds to put his hands on Vince McMahon, and he hit his finishing move. I believe it's called the F5. Don't ask me what that means. But anyway, he got the F5 on Vince McMahon, and in the process, apparently Vince McMahon landed wrong and broke his pelvis. And so anyway, Vince McMahon was legitimately hurt last night at Monday Night Raw with a broken pelvis. And what's real sad is Brock Lesnar just earlier in the day tentatively signed a new contract with WWE. Now I'm not going to say Brock Lesnar did it on purpose. Plus, you got to take into the fact, Vince, you're old. You're almost 70 years old. You're not nearly as old as Methuselah, but you're getting pretty dang close, and you do not need to be in the wrestling ring anymore. Ask Jerry Lawler, ask Ric Flair, you know, ask some of those guys. So anyway, thoughts and prayers go out to Vince McMahon. I'll do my best to keep you up to date on that situation, and so on and so on. NBA news. Allen Iverson has turned down an offer to play for the Texas Legends. The Texas Legends are part of the NBA Developmental League, and they are affiliated with the Dallas Mavericks. They made Allen Iverson an offer, and Allen Iverson turned the offer down, which I'm sorry, but maybe Allen Iverson should have took this offer, because if he was as good or still as good as he used to be, you would think he would be playing for somebody. Now, maybe they don't want to deal with Allen Iverson's baggage, because Allen Iverson does have some baggage. But I think for him to get back into the league at this particular place and time, that was a move he needed to take and join up with one of Dallas Mavericks D-League team. Anyway, we'll see how that little situation goes and turns out. Atlanta Braves have finalized the deal for Josh Upton. Josh Upton is going to be playing for the Atlanta Braves, where he's going to be joining his brother, B.J. Upton. And, you know, I've always thought that was pretty cool. And, you know, it happened there for a while when Ken Griffey started playing. Griffey Sr. was still in the league, and they were able to play together. So, one of the Midians are making a strange noise back over here in the corner. I don't know what's up with him. Oh, wait, never mind. I just found out. Okay, you don't want to know. So anyway, I think it's cool that two brothers are actually getting to play together, and I'm really not sure if that's the first time this has happened or just what, but anyway, it's happening. Josh Upton now joins his brother B.J. Upton on the Atlanta Braves roster, so I think that's pretty cool right there. News out of St. Louis with the Cardinals is that Ronnie Cedeno is going to be joining the Cardinals at shortstop. Basically, what the situation is, Rafael Furcal is coming off some torn ligament injury, and so they're, you know, they're trying to shore up a good backup for Rafael Furcal. So sounds like Cedeno is going to be joining St. Louis, and you know, I'm anxious to see how St. Louis comes back. They lost some key personnel after last season. So, like I say, just be anxious to see how they bounce back for this upcoming season. I want to give some shout-outs. Football fans, especially here in the Northwest Arkansas area, we had our Northwest Arkansas battle, our minor league professional football team. They started their practice. They're getting ready for their second season. So for all you football junkies out there, check out the NWA battle. You can go to their website, nwabattle.com, and their first game of the season is going to be March 13th against the Oklahoma, March 16th against the Oklahoma Mad Dogs. Was invited to check out their practice, and it sounds like from the little birds that are getting back to me that I'll be possibly going to be doing the PA announcing for the NWA battle. So we'll be anxious to see how that goes. But so anyway, if there's any players out there listening to the show who's had a desire to play some minor league football, this might be your opportunity. You can get a hold of the NWA battle. Great coach, Stacy Rubin. I've known this guy a long time. So if you're interested in playing football for the battle, get a hold of Stacy Rubin. He's their head coach, 479-313-3604. That's his phone number, and maybe you can get on board with the NWA battle. They play a pretty tough schedule. CFL is where they belong. They're going to be playing the Oklahoma Mad Dogs. Sugar Creek Shockers are coming over to the CFL. They were in the Alliance Football League last year. Sugar Creek Shockers actually played in the Alliance Football League championship game last season. They did get beat by the Midwest Titans. So that's, you know, that's definitely going to be a great addition to this league. Then you got the Oklahoma Outlaws, Joppa Crusaders, Oklahoma Warriors, Enid Enforcer, Kansas Cougars, and the North Oklahoma Roughnecks. I haven't had a chance to do any follow-up on this league, so I really can't tell you what all teams are in the league, but I know that those are going to be the teams that the NWA battle. You can go on you can actually get to the league website by going through the NWA Battle website, and they'll have some information on how you can check out the other teams and see what they got going on. So I want to give a big shout-out to them. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my good friend Marty Kale, Arkansas Martial Arts, also president of the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. They got their big Hall of Fame coming up during the summer. It's going to be a great time. I actually talked to Marty today. And United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame at the Arizona Grand Resort and Spa. So it's going to be July 16th through the 30th. So they're going to have some great stuff going on. I'm trying to pull up the information so I can kind of tell you about what they got. They're going to have a comprehensive MMA training, defensive tactics instructor course for law enforcement and your traditional martial arts camp. It's going to be Rand Nakash. I am excited about meeting Rand Nakash. Rand Nakash actually lives over in Israel. Rand Nakash is actually one of the head instructors for the Israeli Armed Forces. And Rand Nakash, he's going to be coming over to Arizona in July to be a part of the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame weekend. They got some great guests that are going to be getting here. I was hoping they would have the guests listed. I know Mike Goldberg, one of the announcers, he's going to be Mike Goldberg, UFC announcer on their pay-per-views. I know he's going to be there. So he's going to be part of the MMA training of stuff that they got going on. So it's going to be a fun time. I'm actually seriously considering taking my golf clubs. Don't tell the Midians, but I'm seriously thinking of taking my golf clubs to Arizona with me. Me and Marty, we're in the process of figuring out how we're going to get me out there for the lowest amount of money possible. So anyway, you know, it's going to be a fun time. So if you're a martial arts enthusiast, we definitely invite you to come out to the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame Saturday night. There's going to be some great stuff going on. The Hall of Fame banquet. It's a black tie event. I mean, all the girls are in their beautiful formal dresses, and all the guys are in their sharp tuxes, and they take it to the nines. And so they're going to be having a banquet dinner. Then they're going to be having their 2013 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And then afterwards, they're going to be having a dance. The price is $60 to participate in the Hall of Fame banquet. And then there's also other courses and stuff that you can take part in. United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame is the website that you can go to and just get some more information about that. It's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward I'm looking forward to being out there. So, I've had a chance. Last year we were in St. Louis. Year before that, we were in Dallas. So, you know, it's a fun time. So, we just invite everybody, if you're a martial arts fan, get out there, be a part of it. I do want to let Lincoln Wolves fans, if there's any Lincoln Wolves basketball fans, that's one of the high schools that I announced basketball for. Due to the sickness that is literally shut down Lincoln School for the week, I think they said they had over 200 kids come down with this flu bug that's going around. Lincoln Wolves were supposed to have a ball game tonight. That ball game has been rescheduled for Saturday at 2 o'clock. So, you know, if you're in the house, if you're going to be in the area, I should say, they're going to be out there. And so playing some basketball. It's a conference game, so naturally they had to try to get it rescheduled. So, you know, it's going to be good stuff. Once again, we had Dean Spider Monkey, or Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn. I was thinking about Albert Spider Monkey Mendoza for some reason. Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn, he's going to be wrestling up in Poplar Bluff, Missouri for a Cage of Honor this Saturday night. Make sure you, if you're going to be up in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, make sure you get up there and check it out. United States Uncivil War MMA, they're going to be having a big watch party for their last event, which was a couple weeks ago. So I'll get you the date on that. If you're up in the Springfield, Missouri area, KOZL is the station that they're going to be rebroadcasting Uncivil War, Bad Vibes, which was a couple of weeks ago, and they're going to be showing it on KOZL. Yes, Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn, once again, he is fighting. I might have said wrestling. If I did, I apologize. He is going to be fighting Poplar Bluff, Missouri. So make sure you get at that. A lot of great stuff. I mean, the holidays are over, so all the good MMA promotions out there, they're starting to get their shows going. I know I got some information from Strike King. STRIKING. I got some great information from them. They're going to be making their debut April 6th, Muskogee, Oklahoma. So if you're in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and you want to see some Muay Thai fighting, Muay Thai and kickboxing, then get over and check out Strike King. They actually kind of rubbed it in because they sent some pictures today of their belts. They got their belts made, so they sent me some pictures of their new championship title belts. And this is going to be a great show. I'm excited about being their ring announcer for this new promotion, and they plan on doing about 6 more events for this year. This will just be the opening event, or the opening event, but they got 6 more events scheduled throughout 2013, so I'm excited about being a part of that promotion. I mean, I just can't say it. I enjoy all the promotions I work with. Uncivil War MMA, Extreme Fighting Inc., Tribal Promotions, Champions of the Cage, Gladiator Fighting up in Illinois. I love these opportunities these guys have given me, and so that's why I always do my best for them every time I go to announce their event. Big shout out to Dave Davis. Dave Davis is a good friend of mine. He is a ring announcer up in the Illinois area. Dave Davis was 2012 Spire Sanctioning Alliance. Spire Sanctioning Alliance is a sanctioning organization that runs events all through Missouri, southern part of Illinois. And so every year they have their Fight of the Year awards, or Fight Team of the Year. You know, they recognize the best of the best who come and fight on the shows that they sanction. Not just one particular promotion, but they do events for like 10 different fight promotions. And so they take the best out of each one and nominate them for their end of the year award. They got Ring Card Girl of the Year. Well, me and Dave were both nominated along with some two or three other guys, Tony Biondi, and I can't remember the other two. But for the second year in a row, Dave Davis is Aspire Sanctioned Alliance Ring Announcer of the Year. So I want to take my hats off to Dave Davis. You know, good friend of mine. We talk about every week on what each other have coming up, and he refers stuff to me, and I refer things to him. I want to give a big shout out to Ray Munoz, Rue Munoz. I'm sorry, Rue. He has a screen print business. He's located up in St. Louis, Missouri, and he's a veteran. And he has Print for Vets, printforvets.com, and they do business cards, flyers. So, you know, if you need any business cards or any flyers or anything done, contact Ray Munoz up there at printforvets.com. We got a fan on the hotline. Who we got talking to us tonight?
This is none other than Christopher Cash Cage.
Oh, my God. What are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful tonight.
What do you got on your mind, big dog?
Well, I wanted to call in to the fastest 30 minutes in radio, and I wanted to take some time out, and I wanted to plug a professional wrestling show that Christopher Cash Cage will be at this Saturday.
Tell us about it, brother.
Alrighty. Come out to Alma, Arkansas. Christopher Cash Cage is coming all the way from Tampa, Florida to the Alma Boys and Girls Club. It is a fundraiser to help the Alma Boys and Girls Club. It's called The Groundhog Stomp. Southern Alliance Wrestling presents The Groundhog Stomp because it is Groundhog's Day. Christopher Cash Cage will be there. The Outlaw Brian Black, none other than the Hillbilly Heartthrob Big Bubba Hall, will be there. Slug. All kinds of greats will be there. Bell time is 6 p.m. A meet and greet, 5 p.m. A performance by the Drop Squad Boys. So, fans, come out. Admission, $5. $5 across the board. Kids 5 and under are free.
And where's that going to be again down there?
What was that?
Where's that event going to be again?
The Alma Boys and Girls Club in Alma, Arkansas.
All right. Well, man, I appreciate you calling in and talking about that. Wish we had some more time to talk to you, but we only got about a minute left on the show tonight. But I definitely would love for you to call back, and we can maybe Thursday night, and we can talk more about the show. If you don't mind, Christopher Cage, I would appreciate that.
Oh, I will gladly call in, and I'll make sure the next time I'll bring that punk that I'm going to Alma, Arkansas to take out, Brian Black. I'll bring him on the line with me. So,
hey, that sounds great, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate it, Christopher Cage.
All right, thank you and good night.
Well, all right, you heard about it, that benefit wrestling show down in Alma, Arkansas at the Alma Boys and Girls Club. If you're an independent wrestling fan, get down there, check it out. It's going to be good. Join us back here tomorrow night. It's going to be a blast. Once again, the fastest 30 minutes in radio, or in internet radio. It's the Greg Squirrel Show, so everybody have fun, and we will see you later.